winter storm warning has been issued for the Upperland Canal, and the Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired is holding vision clinics in Haines and Skagway this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. A winter storm warning has been issued for parts of the Northern Lynn Canal. The National Weather Service says Haines and Skagway can expect up to 8 inches of snow and heavy winds from 6 p.m. Tuesday through Wednesday evening. Another storm is expected to move through later this week as well, bringing high winds and precipitation. KHNS's Mike Swayze spoke with federal meteorologist Pete Boyd in Juneau for more details.
Pete, what's going on with weather this week? Looks kind of tumultuous in the Upper Lynn Canal.
Tumultuous is the word that we're looking at. We have multiple systems coming through, and unfortunately a lot of uncertainty on precipitation type. What we do know is we have a winter storm warning starting 6 p.m. Tuesday evening through 6 p.m. Wednesday for the Haines area. For Skagway, only a winter weather advisory from 6 p.m. Tuesday evening to 6 p.m. Wednesday due to slightly less accumulation there. We do expect heavy snow starting. Total accumulations widely variable, about 3 to 8 inches. The highest amounts we expect to be across Upper Lynn Canal starting Tuesday evening and going through late Wednesday night. The other thing we're looking at, going to see some increased winds, some northerlies picking up about 15 to 25 mile per hour with some occasional higher gusts. And then later in the week, we have another strong system moving through. For the Northern Lynn Canal area, it's likely going to be staying mostly snow, but with a mix of rain, but we are seeing a warm up towards the weekend. So the cold temperatures that we saw early Tuesday mornings of the single digits with the highs getting up into the mid-teens. We're going to see the gradual warm-up through the week, getting up into the upper 20s, then getting up into the low 30s, and possibly getting up into the mid to upper 30s as we start moving into the weekend. Unfortunately, a lot of uncertainty exactly where these temperature curves are going to go right now.
Yeah, well, so it's going to be pretty frigid in Skagway then for the next couple of days, and Haines as well. Is that what you're saying?
For the next couple of days, but then we're going to start seeing that warm up really starting around Thursday into Thursday night. If it's going to get enough to get majority of the precipitation change over to rain, that's what our long-term forecasters are actively working on figuring out right now.
How strong of a northerly wind are we looking at?
As we start moving into Wednesday night, into Thursday, especially for the Skagway area, that's where we're going to start seeing some of those gusts of 40, possibly 50 miles per hour. And those might be lasting a little bit more into Thursday night. Haines not getting quite as strong, but we still expect some pretty high winds with these next systems moving through. The Friday system, we might also be seeing some increased winds as well. More of a frontal boundary tracking through. So once again, getting gusts upwards of about 40 miles per hour.
And then the extended forecast looking at the weekend, it's going to be a little bit warmer and still kind of breezy.
A little warmer, still breezy, but also we've got another system moving through, which could be moving in a fair amount of precipitation to the area. At this point, whether or not that's going to be moderate rain or snow for Haines and Skagway, we're still trying to nail that down. And also how far north the system moves. New indications that it's mostly getting the southern panhandle versus the northern panhandle, but models have been switching a bit as we check them run to run.
Pete, thanks so much for the weather breakdown. I appreciate it.
No problem.
That was meteorologist Pete Boyd with the National Weather Service in Juneau. For more information on the winter storms impacting the Upper Lynn Canal, visit weather.gov. Loss of vision can be frustrating, but there are many tools and strategies for continuing activities and tasks of daily life. That's the focus of the Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. The nonprofit holds low vision clinics in communities throughout the state, and this week they're in Haines and Skagway. Haines resident Georgia Sampson is in her 80s. She's wearing a soft pink sweatshirt and a white mask, seated across from a low vision therapist with the Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. On the desk between them is a selection of magnifying glasses of different sizes.
Oh, I like this side.
Samson is at the clinic seeking assistance for macular degeneration. That's an eye disease that causes blurring of the central vision.
I couldn't read the date on things. I couldn't even read the label on some of the stuff in the store.
Glasses don't help, but for now, Samson is able to drive in the daytime. She said she has promised to stop driving when she can't see anymore, but for now, she's able to and relishes her independence. She runs errands for herself and her husband, also in his 80s, and she says at the grocery store, she has been asking employees to help her read the labels.
I go to the grocery store, weather permitting, or the post office, and that's as much as I drive. So it's not fun, but people are so helpful. Just makes me want to cry. That's life. And I know I'm not alone.
She's not alone. In Alaska, over 14,000 people of all ages, roughly 2% of the population, reported vision difficulty, according to a 2019 survey by the American Foundation for the Blind, and the numbers are likely higher. Helping Samson with her vision is Elijah Haynes, a low-vision therapist and rural outreach coordinator with the nonprofit. He travels around the state to see people in towns like these to share tools and strategies for vision and mobility help.
Most of them are coming to us because they've stopped doing something that they liked or had to do. Maybe they stopped working because they weren't able to see their computer. Reading is, of course, a huge challenge for a lot of people. So maybe they're not able to read their mail and handle their bills and finances.
Clinics are free, but costs can be challenging. Medicare often does not cover vision, and some of the devices can be thousands of dollars. So the nonprofit's low-vision therapists, like Haynes, help with reaching out to local charitable organizations or grants to cover those costs.
There's certainly a lot of people, Alaskans around the state, who ultimately don't get those devices because there just isn't the funding. And if something is $500 or $1,000, that's a huge chunk out of somebody's budget. So there's a big need that's not going filled.
This is the first low-vision clinic in Haynes in over 2 years due to the pandemic. And Haynes says they have been able to fill some of that need in rural communities by sending out kits with devices and doing phone consultations. While they're working to meet that backlog, he says the greater issue is challenging society's low expectations of people with vision loss.
Like for someone who's blind, a lot of people assume that they can't use a computer or they can't walk on their own. And we really need to challenge that because it's just totally bogus, you know? If someone has the right training and tools and opportunities, they can do all of those things. And so it's really those low expectations that keep people stunted and really keep people from finding independence.
Low vision clinics will be in Haynes on February 2nd and in Skagway on February 3rd. Clinics are free of charge, and financial assistance is available to go towards tools like magnifiers and sunglasses. To make an appointment or for more information, call Elijah Haynes at 907-771-4307. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.